In this week's episode, Dan and I talk about Disneyland After Dark, Star Wars Night. What were this year's hit and miss? Dan visited Mickey's Toontown at night, and sounds like his kids had a blast. What made them put down their phones? Once again, summer is going to be crowded at the parks. Maybe you should take a trip to Knott's Berry Farm. Summer Nights is about to kick off. Also, Disneyland Forward, Star Cruiser fails, ride closures, and more on this I Have Nothing to Go Here episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Harley Jello.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Send in your skeletons, soon as their bones come marching in again.
The need you. Yeah. Hey, I'm back.
Rocking
out over here, Foo Fighters. I like this song. They used to play this at Matt Tea Party.
They did. Yeah.
It was badass. One of the best songs they played. Well, it was a Matt Tea Party band, not Foo Fighters. But it was still kicked ass. So, yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick this song today.
I miss that.
I do too, kind of. I miss the, you know, the band part, going to watch the bands. I don't miss those stupid people who have to get the front.
Oh yeah. No, but I used to like, even on the terrace, I used to love going to watch. We'd go just to watch the band.
Oh yeah. Hey,
and that's what we would do after we met. That's what we would do.
Yeah.
Right.
Sit there and watch the bands.
Yeah.
Of course, that's
summer night.
Yeah. Well, we started that when we were teenagers, high school. We'll go over there and watch the bands play. Back in the olden days.
Olden moldy.
Yeah, but we'll get to the bands later. But one thing we both did, well, I was going to say we're back, and I'm still not better than ever, but I'm back. hey, we both went to Star Wars Night, nothing but Star Wars.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with that, our experiences and all that stuff. I will start. Hold on, because I got a buzzing. Let me move my power supply. There we go. All right. I'm gonna start with. Mobile ordering sucked. I don't know if you.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you did mobile ordering.
Yeah, for some stuff at the Hungry Bear, which I'll talk about in a few, and then. My brother, he didn't eat before he went, so he got something at Red Rose Tavern. I don't think anything special there, but we got some of the special stuff at Hungry Bear, including something unique. We'll talk about it when we talk about that. Yeah, I got something a little different.
Yeah, we'll get to Fat Time, but I wanted to start with this because, you know, we were there before the party started, you know, before the 3 o'clock, whatever time they let you in. What was it 6 o'clock, right? So
yeah.
So we got there about 3, I think. And anyway, so they were supposed to have the Grogu sipper for May the 4th, but it came out the day before. So for it wasn't for just the party, but it was for, you know, May the 4th day, whatever, the unofficial, official Star Wars day. But it came out the day before. Anyway, so I really, you know, I was like, I didn't really want to get it. I didn't care. But then when I was there, I'm like, you know what, I want to get it. So I'm like, oh, let me mobile order that at Tomorrowland or Galactic Grill. So I did that. And I think it was going to be a while. I'm trying to think of how many minutes it said. It was a long time. It was more than like a half hour. So
your window,
yes,
like time,
yes, okay, for the time. So anyway, I ordered it, and there was like this line that was going from like window 1, 2, going towards, if you're looking at window 1 and 2, going towards the left, like going down the ramp, going to the little Green Man store.
The stage?
No, the store.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So going down that little walkway ramp or whatever. So there was like a line, and people were like standing in line. And I'm like, why are people standing in line? So I went to go check it out, and people were standing in line there, but I was just waiting, like, towards the, you know, just away. And a guest said, people are waiting in line, but the cast member said that there's no line here. You know, as soon as your number is called, you come and get in line and, you know, get your thing. But for some reason, people were in line. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, you know how it is. When people see a line, they get in it.
Right. So it took a while because I mobile ordered that. I'm like, oh, let me get a drink. And we hadn't eaten that day, not yet. So I was going to head over to stage door, get a corn dog. So I go, oh, let me mobile order that. And I put that for a certain time. And then I actually had to cancel that order because I still wasn't ready for the drink. So I was like, this is weird. So yeah, it took forever for that. So anyway, we get our drinks, or we get the sipper. We head down there. And so I'm like, all right, well, we're in the area. Let me mobile order. And the mobile order was like 20 minutes before the window. I was like, what? And we get there, and there's no one in line. So I'm like, screw this. So I canceled the mobile order, just went in line and ordered my food. I was like, what the hell's going on here, you know?
I hate when that happens. That happens very well to me. I don't think it's ever really happened, but it's annoying when you see the walk-up line or standby line be like, nothing.
Yeah.
Where you're still waiting for your food.
Yeah, there was, and by that time, it was past 6 o'clock, so, I mean, we already had our wristbands. It was already, it was late already because I was trying to think of what time it was. The park closed at 8. So it was already after 8 by the time we got down there. And, you know, they checked my wristband when I got in line. So I was like, I mean, it just took forever for the drink. And, I was like, dang, 20 minutes before the window. It was annoying. So I wasn't really happy with that. But anyway, let's go with what I experienced. It was so hard for me to, you know, get around. So I got a little glimpse of the Cantina Band up there on top of Golden Horseshoe.
Yeah, that was different this year.
Yeah, I couldn't really get any like video or anything because I was like towards the side and, you know, it was already crowded up in front. But that was pretty cool. And then we headed over to Galaxy's Edge and, waited for the lightsaber meetup thing. And that line to get into Doc Ondor's was really long. What else do we do? I think that's it. Just there, you know, Galaxy's Edge. Just took some pictures and then, you know, just walked around and, well, try to walk around. And looked at the photo ops, and I'm just trying to think. We went through Fantasyland, saw the photo op there, and I know there was a photo op over by Small World Plaza, but
yeah,
and then they had the magic key holder thing that they were giving out, but. Mm. I didn't make it over there. I'm like, I can't, you know, I can't walk that far. So,
yeah,
we just headed over to Tomorrowland and watched the, what's her name? March down with the First Order.
Oh, the March of the First Order?
Yeah. So I guess Jabba the Hutt was supposed to be on the stage? Is that right?
You know the thing they had last year, the big, like the photo op.
Yeah.
That was in the extended queue for Star Tours. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I thought there was like some photo thing going on the stage, but because they had like a line, they had like the tape line on the ground, but I think it rained a little bit, so they didn't open the stage. I don't know.
So when I passed by the stage, it was Darth Vader and Darth Maul.
Oh, okay.
That's who was on the stage. Okay. And by the time I was over there kind of late. I was in that area kind of late, and they weren't. I don't know if earlier they were taking photos with people, but when I walked by, they were on the stage, and you could kind of take selfies with them on the stage, kind of thing. And then the stormtroopers came out into the crowd, and there was no crowd. I mean, not at all, because it was after midnight when I went over there.
Oh, okay.
And just to see what was going on. Okay. And then I saw, I saw Palpatine, too. He was up on the terrace, not the terrace, what do they call that? What do they call the little thing you can buy to watch the fireworks in that sucky area, whatever that's called. He was Palpatine, and the Royal Guard was up there.
So we saw them up there. But I guess I think because the stage was, or because it rained a little or whatever, they didn't open the stage, and Darth Vader and Darth Maul were up on top also.
Now, was Luke over there? Were Luke and Leia and R2 over?
Probably. Where? I only saw R2 when I passed by. That was over there by the exit of Launch Bay.
Interventions. Oh, yeah, okay.
Whatever's called. Superhero.
Yeah, Launch Bay, not Launch Bay. Yeah.
And yeah.
It's Launch Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I
Superhero HQ.
Yeah. When I passed by, it was, just R2 was over there.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But, you know, I wasn't trying to do photo ops because, like, I really can't. I could have done that one because there was no one there. I don't think anyone.
It was a walkthrough, too. It was a walkthrough. Yeah, you couldn't. They didn't post the pictures with you. You got video of them, or you got photos of them, and you kind of did a selfie. So it was a continuous moving line. That part, that was kind of cool about that, actually.
Was that inside?
No, it was right side. It was outside.
Oh, okay. No.
Right there where last year where Boba Fett's throne was.
Okay, no, because when I went, when I was there, no one was there, because I don't think anyone knew it was there. And I was going to the bathroom, and then when I came back, I was just looking.
That's how I saw it.
And I was like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I go, dang, I can actually do this because no one's there. And then I see some people come up, and then they were taking a picture of the R2. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't think people knew that was there.
Yeah. Well, on the map, I think it just said R2 on the map.
Oh.
I don't think it said Luke and Leia. So, but, yeah, all three of them were there. Mm-hmm. And I'll send you a picture you can use for the,
okay.
for the thing this week. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was nice because you could just walk through. And it didn't, you know, what I did, and I did this last year too. I don't want to spend 3 hours in line.
Right.
For the character stuff, you know, I don't have a desire to do that. So I did. I went through and did the ones that were just the photo opportunity. The one you were talking about, in over by Small World next to it.
Uh-huh.
Like over there by the theater was K2SO.
Oh, that's where he was.
That's who was over there. Yeah, and then I did get my pin, my button, and it was Mustafar, the Battle of Mustafar.
Oh, okay.
So it was, yeah, I was like, whatever, because it was just the Ewok. It was kind of generic. This one actually was kind of cool. I mean, it's still the same thing. It's one of those rectangular buttons, but
yeah,
this one actually looked cool. So I was like, oh, I'm glad. And there was no line over there at all.
I saw...
It rained a little bit on you, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was just a little drizzle. It didn't start till like 11, maybe? About 11 o'clock?
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I mean, as soon as that's... I went to go check out Star Trader. I looked in there and wanted to see, you know, what they had in there. And then there's like everyone was in there. So I'm like, I got to get out of here. And when I walked out, I saw it was kind of drizzling a little heavier. So I walked over to the little Green Men store. And this is my first time being in there for a while. And I noticed they took the pins out of that store.
They did?
Yeah.
That's recent.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of figured.
Oh, is that because they moved them where the radio station used to be?
Yeah, because I didn't pass.
Yeah. Okay. I did know that then. Okay.
Yeah, because that place hasn't opened since COVID, you know, or since they opened up after COVID, and what's it called? Tomorrow Landing or something. And
yeah, something like that. Tomorrow's Landing. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and so that was been closed. It hasn't been open since the park's been open. And then when I was over there in Tomorrowland, I saw that thing open, and I saw a display for the Magic Band.
Yeah, that's what that store is.
Yeah.
So, when they reopened, it reopened as the Magic Band store, basically. And they did. Now that I think about it, they did move all the pins over there.
Yeah, I thought I saw pins.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, I thought I saw some pins in there. And then, anyway, like I said, I just walked in there real quick to go check out what they had. And I saw the pins are gone. I go, I guess they just moved them over there and saw, you know, Toy Story stuff in there. So they had a pretty cool, they had the claw machine. Have you seen that toy?
Yeah, I have.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then they have like the Woody, Jesse, and Bullseye dolls or whatever, like in a TV. Like they're in a TV cabinet thing.
And like a marionette, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about. Yeah, they had those at Christmas time too.
Oh, okay.
So they've had those for a little while.
Yeah,
I'm surprised my son has nothing for those yet.
I was thinking about that because I was like, I mean, right now I just can't deal with being in the store and people pushing you and everything. And
yeah.
So I saw that. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I was just looking around, and then we went to what do you call it? The Hub. They had a DJ there under a tent because it was raining. And so we're checking that out for a little bit. And then my brother said, if you want to go, we can go ahead and leave. I was like, well, I don't want to leave yet. Let's just go check out, you know, what's going on in, in Town Square. Because last time I went, I didn't go, you know, I didn't check out Town Square. And so we went down there and I saw Captain Rex. And then I saw the Seven Sister was out there. So my brother went to go take a picture with her, and
were those short lines?
The line wasn't that long. I mean, it was kind of long, but it wasn't too long.
Was it shorter than the ones scattered throughout the park, like Ewoks and all that?
Yeah. I mean, it was going.
Okay.
It was going by pretty quick, you know. I mean, okay. Especially, you know, me having trouble walking and standing. You know, and there's no benches around there. So, I mean, I had to stand and wait for him, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that long. So, that was pretty cool. But, I mean, I actually didn't do too much. I just checked out that stuff, what I said, and you know, I'm pretty sure you did more than what I did.
Yeah, probably. It was different this year. I think last year I just kind of tried to take it all in. This year, I was alone with my brother, and I was very specific as to, like, I want to watch the fireworks because I only caught a glimpse of them last year, and I was on the other side of the hub right there, so I had trees in the way, right? So I was like, no, you know, let's do this, and then, like, let's wait around for the fireworks. So he's like, yeah, okay, we can do that. And then we're just like, well, we'll go to the late meetup for the lightsaber and then just kind of, you know, take pictures at the photo ops, not the ones with the characters, because I'm not waiting 3 hours. And some of the photo op ones were the same thing as last year. So we're like, well, we can skip those because they already have a photo there. Let's go to, you know, check out some of the newer ones. So that's what we did. The fireworks, there's only one show, huh? That's kind of dumb, honestly. We just have one show. It is. Like, we got there, and we were at 9:30, right?
It's not
and we
Phantasm.
Got there at, what's that?
So it's not Phantasm.
You saw Phantasm?
Douche.
Oh, yeah. Well, but they should. For a special night like this, they should do two shows. But anyway, we got there about 9 and waited around for, you know, that half an hour when they kind of announced, in like 15 minutes or whatever, they started, I know what it was. At 9 o'clock. They announced, it officially begins, right?
Right.
The party actually is now beginning. Okay. So that's when it switched over to graphics on the castle. And I was looking at it. You know how they had the stars on it, and then every once in a while it goes to hyperspace?
Yeah.
It does that. So they had different graphics on it, and I kept looking at them. And I was talking to my brother, and I was like, I think these are the World of Color graphics. What they show at World of Color in the Star Wars thing, and they are. That's what they were showing on the castle.
I went down.
Yeah, I went. Nope, not at all. I went to my video because I filmed World of Color 1, and then I chopped up the Star Wars sequence and I put that on too. So I went to just that, and I looked at it, and it's the same. It's the same graphic. You know, obviously, World of Color 1 is a lot wider because you have, you know, the lake there, whatever it is, the lagoon, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the main graphic, it was like, this is straight. They just jacked the freaking reel from World of Color and are showing it on the well. But the fireworks are, I mean, they were cool. There was stuff on the castle, but it really was more the actual fireworks in tune with the music that they were playing. So, about a 7-minute show. You can catch it on my YouTube, Dan's Movie Adventures. It was pretty cool. But it got packed. I mean, it was pretty packed by the time the fireworks actually started.
Watched the fireworks over on Batu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, did they do any music over there? No, huh?
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, talk about that.
I was surprised. So, I forgot about fireworks. I didn't even think about it when we were there. And all of a sudden, we hear, you know, a boom, like, oh, fireworks. And then I'm like, wait a minute, are they playing the music? And you hear the, you know, the Star Wars intro music. I'm like, oh, no way. And yeah, they played the music in Batu of the show. I was like, wow.
Had to be because it was Star Wars.
Yeah.
Had to be because it was Star Wars, because they don't do that. And we've talked about this before, but to watch the fireworks from the spire is really cool.
Right.
To see it over the Falcon and over the spire, it's actually really cool to see the fireworks. But you don't get the music that goes with the fireworks because it's that immersive experience. You don't do that. So I knew that too, because Gina, she was there with her husband, and she had told me, we're going to watch the fireworks from Galaxy's Edge. And I was like, I don't want to do that because they don't do the music. Like, and that's part of, you know, especially Star Wars music. Right. So I was like, no, I'll catch up and later then. Cause like, I want to watch it from Main Street. They're kind of in front of the castle. And we were just to the right of the castle, so we had a great view.
That's good.
That's also on YouTube, by the way. Dan's Disney Adventures. Plugging myself.
So yeah, I was really, really surprised when I heard the music. I was like, oh, no way. And yep, they played it. It was really cool.
So which lights of the meetup did you go to? The first one?
The second one.
Okay.
Because
so we did the... But
the first one was 9 o'clock, and then the fireworks. Yeah. And we got there when the fireworks started, so the next one was 10. So I went to the 10 o'clock one.
So I have a complaint.
Uh-oh.
And it's not a rant, because that's that other guy. by 11 o'clock, a lot of the stuff is done.
Right.
And that's, like, why? If you're open until 1, it should happen a couple more times. Like, it starts at 9. The fireworks are at 9:30. By 11 o'clock, the likelihood meetups are done. By 11 o'clock, I think the March of the First Order?
Yeah.
I think that's done. The Jedi training stuff is done. Like, everything ended at 11.
Yeah, I think...
So it's like, why? You're open until 1.
I think the March is the last one was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, yeah. See, now I'm thinking about it. It was 11 because that's when I told you it started raining. So we watched that, and okay. So yeah, it was 11.
So I went to the 11 o'clock meetup, right? Lightsaber in hand. And we got there kind of early too. I was over there. Oh, that's where we walked after the fireworks. We were like, well, let's go kind of start heading that way and, you know, check this out. Okay. So we ended up over. Oh, what did we do? I think he ate because the fireworks were so short. So my brother ate and then we went over to get that K2SO photo. And then we're like, okay, we're going to go to the lightsaber meetup. So we did. We ended up over there before 10:30. And we saw that Smuggler's Run was like 5 minutes. So we got in line. We get where the big engine is, in that room where the big engine is.
Uh-huh.
We get in there, and the line is in there. I'm like, this is not 5 minutes. This is not 5 minutes. And this is, in fact, longer than I want to wait for this ride. We turned around and left. I was like, I'm not doing this. We didn't. We wrote Star Tours, I think, first. Yeah, it was the first. After we got there, we wrote Star Tours. So I was like, nope, not doing this. Because I don't want to give up a good space for the lightsaber meetup, right? Because I wanted to film it. So we walked out of that line, and then we're just waiting around, taking some pictures in front of the Falcon with the lightsabers and stuff. And then I love how the cast members are like, oh, friends, there's a lot of friends that want to see your best viewers ever by the Falcon. Can we back up? No. No one's going to back up. Like, at all. We didn't get here this early to have you back us up so somebody else can be in front and see what happens with Rey and this guy and Liz.
Right.
Because stuff happens with Rey on the right in front of Dock Number 7, and then on a platform behind the Falcon up above near the spire. Right? That's where stuff happens. And I knew that, but the bulk of it happens right in front of you with Rey. That's where it's activate your sabers and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, no, nobody was moving. She kept trying, but nobody was moving. So, they gave us, did you get the QR code? They had a QR code for the photos he did last year.
Yeah, I got
so
it.
I don't even know if it was the photos from our show. Because last year, it was they were walking around with a code. This one, the code was posted up by Ogun. So after the thing, I was like, well, I want to get the code because I want to see if we come out and, you know, just some cool looking pictures. I got to walk all the way over there, one-way traffic. And they had opened up the staircase right there by Doc Ondor's. Because we just waited around. They opened it up, and my brother went up there to do something. Oh, his mobile order. Because we had mobile ordered from the bus when we were headed in for like an 11:30 time, something like that. So, you know, we were like, do it late so we can go over there. We'll make sure we're at 11 o'clock. You know, lightsaber meet up, and then we just walk by the Hungry Bear to pick up the beignets that we had ordered that looked like Yoda with matcha on them, and then whatever other slushy they had that was pretty good. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty good. Yeah, I got the code. We walked over there, and then it was like, well, what are we going to do for the next 2 hours? Because all this stuff, the experiences are done.
Yeah.
So we did some more photos, and then ended up to check out the DJ. It was pretty good. The DJ was pretty good. I saw Buntman. I thought, you know Bluntman, right?
Who?
Bluntman and Chronic, Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him on, he was on Main Street, just chilling watching the DJ. Yeah, in Bowman and Chronic, they have lightsabers, a part of the shit. So I saw him and I was like, I know who you are. And he's like, oh, what's up, Aloy? So I took a photo with that dude. He was cool. He was kind of acting in a character, but he was fun. Vibe into the DJ. And then we went over and checked out some more stuff in Tomorrowland. And it ended up getting on Hyperspace Mountain, which is what my brother wanted to do. We kept watching the time for Space Mountain all night. And at times it would jump up to like, sometimes it was 70 minutes. Sometimes it was like 40. When we got over there, we looked around at some different stuff and we're like, all right, man, let's just do it. Because it's only the 1 month, right? It said 50 minutes. I said, let's just do it. What else are we going to do? It's like just a little after midnight. That's fine. By the time we get out of here, park's closed. Might as well. Okay, cool. We walk up. No way that line is 50 minutes. It's short. It was short. Oh. We didn't even start to get to the line. You know the little, you know how they have you in the extended queue that's inside what used to be the arcade?
Oh, yeah,
the middle of the arcade.
Right.
The line wasn't even in there at all. It was only out underneath the covering, like right before you go in where you should do the fast pass stopping.
Uh-huh.
But that's where the line was. So we're like, dude, there's no way this is 50 minutes at all. This is going to be pretty short. Obviously, we waited 20 minutes. Like at probably about 12:30 in the morning. So we get on, it's super cool, of course. And then got off, kind of lingered around a little bit, again in Star Trader, just see if they kind of got. And then somehow I had noticed there was two lines by Star Tours. There was one that was for the ride, and then there was just a line in the extended queue area. And I was like, well, what's going on in here? So I kind of peeked in there, and that's why I saw Han Solo and Carbonite, like life size. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. Uh-huh. So that's where the Jabba thing was, too.
Okay.
They had Jabba on one side on the thing, and then it was two photo ops in one. You got in line, you got the photo with Jabba, and then you got the photo with Han Solo. So I do have those, which I'll send you to if you can check it out. But that's where the night ended, because we were in line, and it wasn't that long, and 1 o'clock we hit it. I actually asked them, can we still get in line? They're like, yep, we still got like 2 minutes. Okay. So we get in line, and then after 2 minutes later, they close it down. And then we hear that we're closed. Even when we got out.
Bye.
So I was like, bye. Yeah, a lot of people had left by then because we got on the bus pretty quick, too. And then the parking lot, well, empty. Well, we've been in the parking lot empty many a time.
Yeah.
But one thing to note is that all the stores, you know, normally the 1 hour after the park closes, not a special event.
Right.
All of Main Street was closed. Mm-hmm. All of Main Street was closed. You could not shop. I did buy the t-shirt, by the way. I bought the Star Wars Night t-shirt. I thought it was kind of cool. And I don't know about my brother, but he bought something. They didn't have a lot of merchandise. It's a shirt, right? I don't remember seeing anything else.
I don't know. I don't think so.
It said, because the map just said, oh, merch available. And I was like, okay. I think it was literally just a t-shirt. Because we went in a couple different stores where they had merch, including a mercantile or whatever. And it was just a shirt. So, I mean, they got me. I'm a sucker. I bought one. Whatever.
Sucker.
Yep.
When we were on Main Street before it closed, the Magic Shop and the Pin Shop were closed. Because you asked me to look for that pin for you. So.
Oh, yeah, which I never did see, by the way.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go check it out over here at the pin shop. That's why I was looking for the pin shop. So I'm like, oh, let me go look at this pin shop in the, on Main Street. And I was walking up towards the Magic Shop, and that was closed. And then I go, next door, I'm like, oh, it's closed too. So I was like, that's weird. They must have said, we're out of here.
Speaking of which, we did go in the pin shop after we got there, before the event started. I bought the shirt right away, and then I had shown in the Emporium, I had shown my brother. Remember that that pin you showed me that was the money bank?
Yeah.
Or the money bin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't seen it in park. I happened to see it in the case at the Emporium, and my brother's a huge Scrooge McDuck fan. So I was like, dude, that's that pin Diggs had sent me. And he's like, oh. And then he's like, oh, it opens. But he's like, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just a pin. I didn't realize it was the money bank when it closed. I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, dude, I want to get that. But the line was long in the emporium. And so he was like, let's go over to the pin shop across the street, see if they have it. And they did. And of course, no line. So yeah, he picked that up.
I think.
And I had said something, too. We can try to get it later. And he was like, no, what if they close these stores? He was like.
Yeah, I know I sent it to you, and I think that was only at Walt Disney World at the time.
Yeah, I thought that's what you had told me.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, they have to eventually release it over here.
So that's good.
Shona.
Shona?
I caught the band, too. I didn't pay attention to the fact that it wasn't on the river. So after we left Hungry Bear, we were walking back towards Main Street to go check out the DJ and what was going on Main Street. And I kind of was like, man, it has to come by at some time. Right? Sometime. Here, because I thought it was still on the river. And then I couldn't remember where I'd seen that they were playing. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me. It was the app. I saw it in the app. So I opened the app and it said, this is the Golden Horseshoe. So I'm like, I don't think it's in the river. We should probably go see what's going on over there. And I couldn't imagine them doing it inside
right. The
Golden Horseshoe, because it said, oh, they make it deeper finish to play their, famous song. So we get over there, we see it roped off, and then that banner in Airbrush written, I'm like, I bet you it happens up there. I bet you they come out from the top. And then everybody was like back, right? Everybody was back. So I'm like, they came up from out there. So yeah, I was on the side a little bit. I got a pretty good little video of it, but I caught it. I think the second to last performance. I think they performed at midnight, and I think they performed one more time at 12:30, and I thought that midnight one. So I did a lot. We did just Star Wars rides, obviously. We did Star Tours and Hyperspace, which is more than enough for me. Yeah. We go for the experiences to see the super staff and check the food. We can talk about food later. Okay. Well, this is not food related, but I did buy it from Hungry Bear. You know what they're selling? They're selling the Fantasmic food cushions.
Oh, again?
The ones they get for the parties. The ones they get for the party.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I bought one. Yeah, I bought one. It was two for $11.
Because they got to go. Because Murphy's dead.
Fantasmic burned down? Yeah, I know. Well, I was like, what the hell? I'll put it on a softball bucket and sit on there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pretty cool. So I got my big butt.
I used to, they have those gardening knee pad things.
Yeah.
I used to get those to, when I did pitching lessons, have the kids sit on their knee and throw. Yeah, I used those. Those work pretty good.
Yeah. It's going to make my softball collection. I got a thick ass one for home. I mean, it's thick. It's like 2 inches thick. One has to be on my knees at home if I'm doing work around here.
All right.
One of the husky ones, like Home Depot or something. But yeah, I thought it was cool. My brother's like, hey, they got these. I'm like, that's kind of cool. He's like, dude, they're only two for like $10.99 or something. I was like, okay, get it. Like, might as well. But getting in the backpack was murder. I was like, oh, I didn't think this one through. I'm like, I'm trying to get this in my bag. That was pretty funny. But anyway. So yeah, that was Star Wars night.
Yeah, that was cool.
Hey, question for you. Would you do it again?
I don't know. I don't know right now. I mean, because I was going to say that, it was cool. It's always cool, Star Wars, but, I'm not enjoying myself being in the parks right now. So,
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
Yeah, I mean, because I want to go here. I want to go check this out. Blah, blah, blah. But, I can't do that. So. Right now I'm just like, I'm not really enjoying going to the parks. I will be there on June 8th for someone's birthday. I did get a reservation. But, right now, I mean, I'm going to go on that day, but he's not going to care if I'm like, oh, let's, sit down. Walk three steps and sit down. He's not going to care.
Yeah, because it'd be the same.
Yeah, so, I can't go with anyone who wants to go do this, do that. I go, and I can't do that right now, so. But, I don't know if, I don't know if I would do it again. Because, like, it's like, eh, whatever. I mean, it's cool. I just like, I like the atmosphere. I like the Star Wars, you know, everyone, you know, dressing up and seeing all their, you know, costumes and things like that. It's like going to the...
And there were some good ones. There were some good costumes.
Yeah, it's like going to, you know, Star Wars convention. But, I don't know. I mean, when the prices keep going up and up and up, you know, I mean, I don't care about prices right now, but you just kind of like, oh, I don't know. Like, last Sunday, the Sunday that passed or whatever, whenever it was Bats Day. And yeah, it was right after. So yeah, we went, on the 4th to, the Star Wars night. And then on the 8th was Bats Day. And honestly, it takes me like 2 days to recover. You know, for 2 days, I'm in pain. My legs are hurting. The third day, I'm feeling better. So, what was that, on Tuesday? When did I go? The 4th was a Thursday? Yeah. So, Thursday.
Was Thursday, yeah. I went the following week.
Yeah, so Thursday. So, Friday, Saturday, I'm hurting. Sunday, I'm starting to feel better. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't really want to go. I don't want to go to Bats Day. And I think it was on Saturday, and my brother's like, hey, do you want to go to Bats Day? Do you really want to go? I'm like, not really. Like, I don't feel good. And he's like, all right, well, we don't have to go. And fine with me. So I canceled the reservation. So, yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, it's just hard to get around right now. And if anybody was wondering, tomorrow, Friday, I'm starting physical therapy again. So let's see how that goes.
Gotta be done.
Yeah, gotta be done. No matter how much it hurts. And it's weird because last week I went there for, they wanted to do an assessment to see, you know, what I need done and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you're laying down and you, you know, have your feet, you know, straight, my right knee is bent up. You know, I can't put it flat on the ground or flat on the bed or whatever. So it's arced up. So, gotta work on that. So anyway, I don't know if I would do it again right now. We'll have to wait till next year and see what happens. I mean, you know, the only cool thing about going on the 4th is the stuff that comes out. But, you know, I didn't get the pin. I got the Grogu. The other thing that came out, the orb or whatever it is, I didn't get it. I was like, oh, I don't care about that. I know it's probably still there. Yeah, it is still there. I think I saw it on the menu still. But it's like, whatever. How about you? Would you go again?
I'm going to say probably, but it's just like, I don't like that everything finishes early.
Right.
If I'm paying for it, you know, they should do some, I should be able to do a few things. You know, I knew what I wanted to do, so I planned it, but like there was no way. If you're going to do the character meet and greet, that's all you can pretty much plan on doing. Because those runs get so long, it's pretty ridiculous. How long those things get for, you know, a picture of a dude in a Ewok costume. Like, it's pretty, it's long, man. That's a long line for just that. And I don't know what, I don't know why. If they take a break and gone for a few, no idea. But everybody I know that has done one has been like, I waited this long. And I'm like, I would not wait that long. But they look cool, but like, I really want to spend 3 hours. For, you know, that's half the party, right? That's more than half the price. That's most of your evening for right. One photo.
I know. That's what we always say. You know, all these people are waiting in line for pictures and you can't do anything else. But then again, that's what that's what they want to do. And they want to wait in line for pictures. So
I don't know. But you paid $160 for one photo.
Right.
You know, I'd rather do the ones that don't have a character. It's just a cool looking thing. Cause I didn't do the speeder bikes or the Mythosaur because those were done, but I did the Emperor's Throne. I think Bo-Katan's throne. The Luke and Leia one, which was kind of cool. And then like the speeder bike one was the same. So it was like, there was only a few that were different. So
right.
We opted to do that and do the experiences like the fireworks and stuff. It was like, well, we got to like, and get my money out of this special show that's just for this. So probably. My answer's probably.
Yeah. Huh. Like I said, we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah. Oh. Did you hear that?
I heard something.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That's weird.
All right, so speaking of Disneyland After Dark, the next one is Pride Night, and I guess it's sold out, which I'm really surprised on that it sold out. But it's sold out. So, yeah, there you go. If you're going to go to that, have fun, take pictures, and wait in line forever for a picture. all right, so let's move on to your experience of Toontown at night.
Yeah, so I took my kids the day before Beth's Day. We hadn't been in a while, and that one we ended up, you know my wife has been sick.
Right.
So I had to end up actually taking her back for something. So I almost no-showed that one, but she turned out to be okay. She was fine. So I was like, well, at the very least, I need to go and scan in. I already have a Sprite because this is the last time she got sick, and it hasn't been that long. So I was like, I got to go at least scan in. So we did. We took the scan in, and they were like, hey, you know, the Mickey ride. My kids hadn't been on it yet, neither my brother. Let's go check it out because you guys haven't seen it yet. And it was late. I think we went in, probably had a snack. We didn't even get there until like after 8 o'clock. So after the fireworks, when they had kind of reopened it, we walked back over there, and I think we waited maybe 15 minutes for the ride. Okay. So we get on, and Matthew, my son, he loved it. He just was like, this is freaking cool. But we really enjoyed the ride. We checked out the little store that's there. It was just his birthday, so we got him a birthday button. And then we just wandered around Toontown because we hadn't been there since, I hadn't been there since all the new stuff opened for. I just had it, and my wife had been sick. So we go and we check out the little park there, Goofy's house, which is a lot different. It's a lot different, even the playground. And my kids played on the playground because it was already really late at night. They were going down the slide. A 14-year-old and a 17-year-old going down the slide. Man, for little kids, it was pretty cool. Donald's house, his nephews are in the boat. They're in the windows in the boat, like underwater. And Webby is too, so we checked that out. Mickey and Minnie, the house was already closed for the day, but I got to go check them out. They just freshened up. And then they have some, like, playground toys. You remember those things that, like, you get on and you rock back and forth and it rocks back pretty deep?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you almost hit the ground type thing?
Yeah.
They got on that and we're having a blast. And then in front of Donald's house, there's some, like, they look like a flower, kind of like a we call it like on a lily pad, you know, a flower on a lily pad.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like that, and then you sit it and they spin, but they're spinning each other going crazy, like, you know, like a merry-go-round. I mean, my two teenage kids were having an absolute blast on the little kids toys in Toontown. But the funny part is they were not the only ones. There were a lot of people that were their age and even a little bit younger than me having a blast on these things. And the cast members were totally encouraging it. Because, again, we're over there, it's like 11 o'clock at night. Like, they're just, yeah, oh, yeah, hey, no, don't be scared of it, it's fine. Like, you know, and they were just going, they were going crazy on it. It was pretty cool. We, no strollers, by the way, in the park. Right. It was 11 o'clock at night, there were no strollers in the park. We tried to get on Roger Rabbit, and it had said 20 minutes? He just said 20 minutes, and we're like, ah, let's get on Roger Rabbit. We haven't been in a while, you know, Toontown was closed. So we get in, we walk in that ride, and when we stopped where Baby Herman is. You know, we're talking about just new news or whatever, and they said, oh, you know, guess, like, the ride may be a little bit longer than anticipated, the wait time, whatever. And we're like, this hasn't moved in, like, the two, 3 minutes we've been here. How about we go get on Mickey's ride again, because that's only 15 minutes. Uh-huh. And my son was like, yeah, can we do that? Yeah, because he really enjoyed the ride, right? So we're like, okay, we turn around and walk out. When we got to the front, I happened to notice the people who were at the front were the same people who were there when we walked in the ride. So that ride hadn't moved. I don't know what was going on, but it hadn't moved.
Oh, okay.
We walk over back to Runaway Railway, and we walk right on. We walk right on the ride. There was no wait. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So they do open again after the fireworks. So we just have to do that. They opened after the fireworks at Star Wars Night, too. Did you notice that? I don't know if you noticed that or not. You did that. Yeah, they opened it for then, too. I didn't think they would. I didn't think they would. And then stupid ride closed at 11. That's another one. Ride closed at 11. They're like, oh, it's going to be open for the party. Yeah, it's going to be open for the party. Yeah, it closed at 11. Uh-huh. Anyway. Yeah. So they opened that, too. It's pretty cool. I mean, I like Roger Rabbit. I always have. Mine gets kind of long sometimes. But I like the Mickey ride. And my kids are good, too, as well. So it's worth it. And then all the little hidden stuff that's in the ride. And the queue is amazing. So if you haven't been, you check it out. Because the queue is pretty amazing. Lots of little hidden stuff from years of Mickey catching.
Yeah. I still got to get in there, but we'll see.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I do. I'm going to eat there. I want to, you know, you tried some of the stuff. Mobile order, somewhat successful. Wow.
Yeah, we'll
see. I want to try that pop over pizza and some of those stuff.
Yeah, I want to try that.
That was all closed. Dog. Yeah. Yeah. That long winter. So, pretty cool, pretty cool.
Oh, speaking of I'll
go again. We're supposed to go, I think, Saturday. Probably go Saturday night for a little while.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. Anyway, I was going to say, speaking of hot dog.
Are you hungry? Well, they are. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Fat Time, Dan and his fancy dinners.
Yeah.
So Dan had a fancy dinner without me.
Because you wouldn't eat it.
Oh, well, I'm still, you're still...
Wasn't a hamburger.
You're still without me.
Yeah, we got a little crew now that they had some of the restaurants. So we went to Carthage Circle, which is the first time I've ever actually eaten at Carthage Circle. Al fresco or nothing. This was the first time. It's pretty cool. Have you been inside even at all?
I've been inside, yes.
Okay, so it's got that like 1920s, 1930s vibe, right?
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's kind of elegant. We got there, put our name in, kind of sat around downstairs in the lounge for a minute. They have like a waiting area until they call their name, and the restaurant is actually upstairs.
Right.
So they ask you, do you, and I had gone to the restroom already, so I'd already gone up the stairs. They ask you if you want to walk up the stairs or take the elevator. Want to guess what I said?
Elevator.
Hell yeah. You know why? Not because I'm fat, because I wanted to see what the elevator was like.
I didn't even
know. The elevator is a complete thing at Club 33, right?
Right.
Like it's a complete thing at Club 33. I just wanted to see what it was and to say that I did it. It really wasn't anything fancy, but I could say, no, I did it. So, we did. The restaurant itself, it's pretty big because it's the entire second floor. So, we ate in a room that, now that I think about it, we were above where the signage is. Like where it actually says Carthage Circle, that we were in that area up there. I didn't think about that when we sat down, but that's where we were. Because I didn't look, but there were some windows there. And I can only assume those were the windows just above that. It's kind of like one area that looks real fancy, and the other one, the chairs were like wicker. They had a different theme. It looked more like a Adventureland type of decor than the standard, like, 30s thing that you would think. But the food was actually pretty good. We ordered an appetizer of potato croquettes, and it looked like a tater tot. And I was like, these things got to be full of cheese. It was mashed potato inside.
Oh.
Creamy mashed potato inside. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I was like, ooh, that's really freaking good. We had that. I had beef of New York schnitzel, which is like, it's beef, like veal, like a veal cut, like a more tender cut of beef. And it had, they called it warm potato salad, which was like just cut up pieces of a potato. And it was pretty good. Hold on. I gotta put you on talk for a second.
Okay. All right, so Dan's doing whatever he's doing. And I my friend told me once that he thought, oh, you have to go check out Carthay Circle. Just go up there and go up the stairs and just look inside. So I was like, all right. So I went in there, and I had a chance to just go and look around real quick. They cast members didn't say anything. They were like, yeah, you can look real quick. So yeah, it looks pretty cool. I don't remember what I saw because that was, you know, back when it first opened. So it's been a while. And,
sorry, I had to go on bug killing duty in the house.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it might have been a mouse.
Oh, cool.
No, Mickey. No, it wasn't.
It was Mickey.
It was some kind of bug I had to take care of for the daughter. I was like, yeah, it's a bug. Okay. So, I had the schnitzel. Aaron, Gina's husband, had the New York, pork chop. The old, like, what was it called? Not old fashioned. Whatever their signature pork chop is. That damn thing was thick, dude.
Really?
It was thick. Yeah, it was pretty good, too. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty good. I think I like my schnitzel more, but the pork chop was pretty good. Yeah. It had little potato. It was basically everything you put in a potato salad, but it was actually just picked. So it was pretty good. And then they had cheesecake for dessert, and I said, nah, nothing.
Cheese. Lactose.
No cheesecake. But I had a punch, like an alcoholic drink, that was called Tim's Punch. It was, what the hell was it, rum? It was rum-based. It was freaking good. Water. Service was excellent. Food was really good. Like, we hung around a couple hours. I don't think it was as long as a Blue Bite, like, to eat, but to go through the actual meal. But we hung around a little bit, and we're just talking, but service was great. The place wasn't crowded. I think they were getting ready to close up as we left, because we had a reservation at 7. We had a reservation at 7, and I think they kind of closed at 9. Like, you kind of, like, you can't really come in anymore. So, It was cool. I'd eat there again. When that actually caps off most of the actual sit-down restaurants in the park, other than Plaza Inn, I think we've actually got most of them now. So, kind of cool.
Yeah.
My challenge is coming along.
Awesome.
Never know, you might say, no, there was nothing you were going to eat.
Yeah, I know, trust me. I looked.
Yeah, but it was good. I'd eat it again. And these menus change, right, seasonally.
Yeah.
So the Blue Bayou menu changes seasonally, and the Carthay Circle one day, so we're kind of like, do we come to the summer menu now, because we're kind of in the springtime world? Yeah, why not, you know?
Right.
A little something different, a little more fine dining. If you can handle it, we will.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, I'll send you some pictures of that too. So you got some good ones, because by the time we left again, it wasn't busy because they were starting to close. So it was a lot busier when we first got down.
Cool. And then Hungry Bear?
Oh, the Hungry Bear stuff. Yeah, so I had beignets that looked like Yoda or Grogu, one of the two. And they had matcha on them. So, it, you know, so it looked green. Just kind of like there's like an icing on it. And matcha, not everybody likes matcha. I mean, it was pretty good. They were sticky. It's the only complaint I have. They're good. The only complaint I have is that it left my hands kind of sticky. I had to like wipe them down after we ate those. And it had some kind of a, like a cream cheese icing. As a dipping sauce. That was pretty good. And it had some kind of a version of a lemonade slushy, there with, it was supposed to be a Death Star cube, but it's not. I just got the regular cube. Yeah. Should get my $2 back. At least. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean, man. Slushies at Disney, you can't go wrong. And this one was no different. I can't remember what's in it, and then I couldn't find it because by the time I got it and my brother read it to me, I'm like, ooh, I want to try that. And then when I tried to find it, I couldn't because the menu had closed down for Hungry Bear.
Oh.
Because it was getting late. So I was like, yeah, man, I can't find it. And I went, of course, I went on the last night. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but they actually had it. So I couldn't find out what it was. I will. I'll put the picture on something. But it was pretty good. I like all their slushies. I think that's really all the stuff that we tried. We didn't try a whole lot of different stuff. Just because some of it was like full on meals. And we were like, I don't want it to be a full on meal. Like, because we were running kind of late because I had to come from work. And I was like, I'm hungry. Try to eat something before I go. You know, kind of thing. So it's what it is. Some of the stuff looked good, but I was just like, I can't eat the full meal.
Yeah.
Snacking you this.
All right. Well, we're talking about Murphy a little bit ago. You know, he's gone for now. And we still have no word of when Fantasmic's going to come back without him. So people keep saying, oh, they think they know and everything. And there's no date of when he's coming back or the show. Not him, but the show. So I guess we'll deal with that. Or we'll figure it out when they tell us. So, oh, well.
Right, and remember, Disney always puts freaking... they always put dates on stuff and then end up changing them. So you can't... You cannot go by that.
Yeah, I mean... so let's see. Last Monday... I guess people went to the parks and the black cover or whatever, the screen was up or whatever, they took it down. And the reason they took that down was because American Auto was filming there. So they didn't want to have that, you know, dark curtain there or whatever. So they took that down. And I mean, I know that Disney did say, oh, it's coming back at the end of the month, but it's still not on the schedule, so we'll see what happens. And and another thing, people started freaking out because they have ride closures coming next month over in Fantasyland, and everyone's just panicking on that because... they're going to close 3 rides down for refurbishment. And that's Alice in Wonderland, Mr. Toad, and Peter Pan will be closed on June 5th. Mr. Toad and Alice will be closed June 5th through the 15th, which means they'll be opening back up on the 16th. But Peter Pan doesn't have an opening date yet. Just will be starting. That will be closed on June 5th. So, people are, you know that one Disney news page that puts things are closed indefinitely and make it sound like it's forever.
And then, is that why people have been asking me if Disneyland is getting rid of Peter Pan because of the friggin' the quote unquote Indian team? Like, I have been asked that like at least 2 or 3 times.
Probably, but I don't know. I can't think of right now when the last time Peter Pan was closed for refurbishment when they redid it. So I don't know.
Hey, you know what? We need to talk about modified reservations.
Modified reservations.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I'm actually in right now. And I'm trying to see how this works here. It's not letting me do it at the moment. But, yeah, you now have the ability to modify a reservation.
Yeah, instead
of just canceling it. Yeah. It's a big help.
So, basically, if you're going to go on May 30th, and then you're like, oh, I can't go that day, I want to change it to, you know, May 31st, then you can just change it without canceling it and then try to find a reservation. But I'm pretty sure that you can do that if it's available, right? If that day is available.
If the day is available, yeah. Okay, here we go. So I have a reservation for June, and I'm not going to go through it, obviously, but I'm looking to see how this works. I put in a date, and it looks like for this date, I selected all my party. I put modify, and then it brings up the reservation date. And it looks like when I pick a date, that it will just change it to that instead. That's what it looks like.
So,
again, this is going to be kind of helpful because I hate that. Let me just make sure. Cancel what I was doing. Let me just make sure it's still there. Yeah, it is. I just didn't go through with a confirmation or anything. But now, when you log into your Disney account, it shows you the reservation that you have, who's on it, and then the confirmation number. And underneath it, you know, I used to just say cancel reservation. It now says cancel reservation, and above that it says modify reservation. And then it loads the calendar. And then it asks you again, who do you want to modify it for? So it looks like you don't have to do the whole party. You can just do, you know, certain people on it.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, no, that is, because my reservations are usually, you know, 5 or 6 people.
You have a big entourage.
Paparazzi, baby. What happens in your kitchen?
Don't let them chase you. Don't let them chase you for 2 hours.
Nope.
I hate when I lose things. Tell you, I'm over here trying to find my meter case for my blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I had to charge my meter, so I charged it, and now I see a green light. Oh, cool. I'll put it away, and I don't know where the case went. Oh, well, I'll find it. All right, so, yeah, you can do that, and then everyone will be happy now.
Yeah, I hope so. No, I will be. I actually like that you could do that. That's the game you can now. But sometimes I'll be like, man, I can't go this day, but I can go this day. I hope it, you know, everything looks pretty open in changing that date. It was pretty open. I can actually book tomorrow if I wanted to. I did notice that tomorrow was actually open.
Oh, cool.
It's also 11 o'clock at night to record this, so I'm sure some people are actually dumb tomorrow. But this just started. This just started actually yesterday. I think it was the first day. I think on the 17th. Mm-hmm. As we record this.
All right, so let's move on because it is 11 o'clock and I'm hungry. I didn't get to have Jack in the Box. So,
sorry.
All right, so News came out about Disney. It says Disney continues to work with the city on the plan dubbed Disneyland Forward, which would include new attraction themed lands and possible third park and expanded entertainment. They were talking about this expansion on third park a while ago, and then we got the rendering of it over there that it will be basically downtown Disney, behind the monorail station, all the hotels, and that Stitch parking lot, and up to Catella. So Catella, Disneyland Drive, Walnut, and Ball. I think it looks weird. The first time I saw it, it's kind of weird. It's like a rectangle, and you have the hotels there, so I don't know how that's all going to work out. Because it looks, you know,
I'm holding out no hope.
Yeah, it looks big, but when you have the hotel properties, and that still takes a lot of space away, so it looks really small. But anyway, let's see. But they also put a rendering of something going on at the Toy Story. I don't know if you saw that.
That's always been a rumored spot for a third park, too.
Well, the rendering does not look like a third park. It looks like, it kind of looks like maybe hotel or shopping area, or hotel and shopping area. I'm going to send you the picture, but
I'm going to have to veto that. Not doing it on my parking space.
Well, this picture shows it's no more Toy Story, and here it is. So, I don't know. It looks like, there's like a lake in the middle. There's like little, it's like a hotel, like a resort. That's what it looks like. Maybe like a resort and some shopping or something. It's not a park. It's not a, no rides.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, no rides or anything. So,
it's a mall. So it's a mall.
Yeah, like another mall.
I call Lane.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. I mean, I know they've been, talking about, people saying, they should build a park on that parking lot, which is fine, but this just looks like more hotels or whatever. And, they're going to look like they're just going to focus on that area in downtown Disney, hotel area, Stitch parking lot, or whatever. I don't know. But
it wouldn't be a very big park. When you think about it, that lot's not huge.
I know.
Not really. It's parking. Like, it's just open space. For a theme park, it's not that big.
It's going to be like
this isn't Castle Park now.
It's going to be like Nintendo World.
I should be going there next week.
Cool. So, Disney's been having these meetings with basically the community of Anaheim to talk about, their plans. They've been talking to the residents and businesses, and they're having these meetings like every week at different parks, so people can see. So they can.
We love committees that decide to make committees do. That's what that is. You have to have a committee decide if we need a committee for this.
So it says the proposal is expected to go before the Anaheim Planning Commission before the end of the year, and the City Council in early 2024. So they're still talking about that one theme park over there. I don't know. It looks weird. And then news came out today that Disney axed the Galactic Star Cruiser experience, and it's going to be closing in September. This launched in March 2022, and the final voyage will be between September 28th and 30th. So yeah, those two nights are done with. After that, no more. Let's see.
And to be clear, it's been heading there a while.
Yeah.
Right? It's been heading there a while. It's expensive.
Yes. I'm pretty sure they know that that's the number one thing. It's expensive, so no one wants to go and stay only 2 days, one night, or whatever it is.
You go a whole week in Hawaii.
Exactly. You know what? This whole thing is it's a great idea. From what I saw of it, it's pretty cool. You're immersed in this, you know, voyage, and you have the First Order there. You have all these cast member in character. But, yeah, just, you know, people don't want it. People don't want to, you know, spend that much for that. And it got to the point where Disney was like, we're gonna offer a discount and lower the price. And, hey, that still didn't work. So... Oh, well.
The people have spoken.
Yeah, the people have spoke. And speaking of spoking, Disney has spoke to Florida, and they have canceled their plans for the Florida campus in Lake Nona. They were talking about doing a... it was here. I'm going over here. It says we have plans to. They were going to have cast members here in California move over there. They're going to. I think they said something like 2,000 jobs. We're going to come to 2,000 plus jobs. We're going to go to Florida, and I think they said that even. Some people already started moving out there. So, it's going to be a development that was set to host employees from Disney Parks Experience and Product Divisions. As part of the plans, Disney asked roughly 2,000 Southern California-based employees to relocate to the planned 60-acre campus. The company will no longer be calling for employees to relocate, according to the memo on Thursday. Did you get the memo?
No, I didn't get the memo.
So
I got the memo that they're still battling their governor, though. So
yes,
how that's something to do with that.
Yes, this has a lot to do with the governor there, DeSantis, dumbass. So you know, I don't know. They are losing. They could have had more money over there in the state of Florida with these 2,000 plus jobs. And all that, but, you know, he's pulling his things, and Disney doesn't want to, not going to deal with his crap, so they decided to pull out of this deal. But I did read somewhere that I think they already had employees already start moving out there, so they got to deal with
that. That's dirty.
Yeah, they got to deal with that now. All right, so moving on, let's see. There's a Hulu deal going on if you don't have Hulu. And right now, this is from now until Saturday, May 27th. New ineligible returning Hulu subscribers who are not Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, or Disney Bundle subscriber can subscribe to Hulu with ads for just $2 a month for 3 months. So there you go. $6.
3 months.
$6 for 3 months.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And and it says you can add Disney Plus with ads for just $2 more a month. And let me see right here.
That's $4.
Okay, after expiration of the promotional period, Hulu with ad subscription auto-renews at $7.99 a month, and Disney Plus with ad subscription auto-renews at $2 a month, or then current regular member prices, respectively. So, it's a deal going on right now if you don't have that. But I'm sure a lot of people already do, and yeah. So,
probably wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't have Disney Plus.
Right. All right. So, hey, we got a Haunted Mansion trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let's check that out.
Wait! I should warn you, before you step inside the house, this could change the course of your entire life.
I'm not afraid of a couple ghosts.
You say that now.
This mansion is unhinged.
These ghosts definitely don't want to leave.
Death lurks around every corner.
God, give us a break. There's so many bad people in the world. Haunt them. Amen.
I do like surprises.
Is anybody else seeing this?
I hope you do too.
We're gonna fight whether we like it or not.
Or else we're stuck here for eternity.
If this comes down to an exorcism, we're in big trouble.
This house is dripping with souls, but there's always room for one more.
Was mugged.
He was tall. He had hair that was sticking out of a top hat.
Top hat?
Yes. Yeah.
So nice. Like top hat.
You would pull a rabbit out of it, probably.
Eyes.
They were a bit sunken.
Deep sunken eyes.
Like a raccoon.
Beady
eyes. When they sat back.
Hmm.
And he was smiling like. Hey. Yeah, like that.
This kind of thing.
Exactly.
Is this the man who mugged you?
Wow. Oh. You just did that just now?
Yeah. Haunted Mansion.
I think that looks good, man. I just do.
Yeah, I was gonna say that it looks way better than what's his name? Eddie Murphy's. It looks more after seeing the actual trailer, it looks more intriguing. So I wanna check that out. It looks really good. This comes out on July 28th. So
yeah, right about for my birthday.
So oh crap. Hit the wrong button. So yeah, July 28th looks like it's going to be pretty good. I can't wait to see it. And if you guys haven't seen the trailer, check it out. That last part when he was describing the ghost, it's really funny. It's really good. So there you go. All right.
Two words. Zario
Dawson. All right, so last thing I want to talk about is we were talking about earlier about the bands at Disneyland. Well, the bands at Disneyland are going to be back at Knott's Berry Farm for Summer Nights. Summer Nights over there at Knott's starts on May 26th, goes through September 4th. And then also opening up is the brand new Fiesta Village area, all new rethemed, and you know, they redid everything over there. I guess I don't know. I don't. Well, all that is opening up over there, the new Fiesta Village area. But I heard that Montezuma wasn't going to reopen yet because it's not ready yet.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I heard it's not ready yet. And I have, I'm going to tell you this right now. I am not surprised that it's not opening up when everything else is because, well, you know, the end of the month here, Splash Mountain is going to be closing and they're going to, you know, do the retheming. So the last day is May 30th for that. And we know that the next day on May 31st, there's going to be a wall up. If you go over there, there's probably going to be some scaffolding. They're going to start redoing, you know, the Big Thunder or whatever you call it, Splash Mountain. They're going to start redoing that. Well,
you think Big Thunder?
Yeah, I was thinking Mountain. I was thinking Mountain. So, not Prairie Farm, they don't do that. As soon as they announce that, hey, Montezuma Revenge is going to close, we're going to retheme it, we're going to do this and that, here's the renderings. It closed, and when I was going over there, they weren't doing anything. There was nothing happening over there. They had the coaster and the train on the track sitting there in the station. Nothing was going on. Every time I went, nothing was going on. I'm like, I thought they were going to do something. Nothing's going on.
I told you not to Berry Farm activities, man.
Yeah.
They just do it different.
So, I mean, it's one thing to close a ride down and, oh, we got to repaint it or whatever. But from what this is, you know, going to be, it's supposed to be, that word again, immersive. Looks like it's supposed to have like two different tracks or something. I don't know. It looked just the way it described it sounded different. And then
it looked well beyond what Knox can actually do.
Yeah. And you would think, hey, you better get to work on this now, you know, right when you close it, but they didn't do anything. So, and they can't blame the rain because it wasn't raining during that time. And I went over there. I went to Knott's that day when we were going to go to Blue Bayou. So I stopped at Knott's and they had that area closed off, but I still didn't see anything going on. So I don't know. So that's not going to be open when the Fiesta Village opens up on May 26th. But Summer Nights is going to start. I know that Dan doesn't go to this, but it's really cool. I think it's you know, not in these past 4 years or whatever, four years, whatever. Like, as soon as the Disney got rid of the bands, not stepped up. They got the bands, and they got the Summer Nights going. It's really cool. They have the food booths out there, and it's a good experience. They have Ghost Town Alive, which is really cool. They have a hoedown, and they have the Summer Nights food locations, and I mean, it's really cool. So definitely try to check this out if you can. I don't know. It's pretty cool. The only bad thing about it is if you're over there at the boardwalk during the day, there's no shade, so you're going to be hot.
Hey, just like Pixar Pier.
Exactly.
Just like Pixar Pier.
Yep. But over there in Pixar Pier, you can go to a shop.
Yeah, that's true. Bing bong. Get a slushie.
Yep. So, yeah, there you go. Not Summer Nights. All right. So, you got anything else, Dan?
Yeah, real quick. I actually sat and watched Peter Pan and Wendy.
Oh.
Did you watch it yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So I got intrigued. So I sat there and watched it. I liked it. I thought it was actually pretty good. It was better than Pinocchio. That wasn't hard. But it was better than Pinocchio. And I think, if I remember right, the critic reviews for Peter Pan and Wendy are actually better than the audience score. If I remember right. Yeah, the audience. Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 62%, which isn't bad, you know, on Rotten Tomatoes. But audience rating is like 1.8 out of 10. So I didn't think it was bad. Everybody with a movie like that is always going to compare it to the animated one,
right?
All the time,
of course.
But I saw a lot of reference. What does it sound? I saw a lot of references to Hook, the movie Hook with the genie. Just certain things that were said. I was like, that's kind of like Hook. I thought it was pretty good. A little twist on the story of who Captain Hook is, and I'll leave this a spoiler free one. But a little twist on who Captain Hook actually is and why he and Peter are enemies. The only thing I'd give that as a spoiler is I'm sure you've seen Hook.
Yeah.
And at one point in the movie Hook, Captain Hook actually says, what is Neverland without Captain Hook? Right? Mm-hmm. That's a line he actually says in the movie. Something similar is said in Peter Pan and Wendy. Like, we thought it was good. I was like, I would watch this movie. It's not a little kid movie. It's for a little bit of an older audience. It's definitely not a little kid movie. And then, you know, we talked a few minutes ago about how people were asking me about, oh, they're closing Peter Pan because of the quote unquote Indian scene in it. And so the native, what's her name, Tiger Lily in this film is a warrior. And she's actually speaking her language because she actually is, the actress is native. So that part was kind of cool. Like, they make her to be a little bit of a badass. And then we talked about Tinkerbell in this film too. And a different take on that. And then we talked about before how people are going to get mad because she's black and blah, blah, blah. I thought it was done well. I don't really have it was faithful enough to the film, but modernized. I enjoyed it. I would definitely check it out. It's an hour and a half long. I thought it was pretty good. I would definitely watch it again. And it was better than Pinocchio, which I didn't mind, but this is better than Pinocchio.
Well, I do want to watch it, so I definitely will check it out. I think I forgot about it. Sometimes I'll go on Disney Plus and I'll see the banner. Like, oh yeah, I gotta check that out, and then I forget.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the Star Wars stuff, so I need to check that out too.
The newest Star Wars stuff is very little kid. I tried to watch the first episode and I couldn't. I didn't really pay attention that. Because obviously I've watched all the animated stuff, but what is it? Adventures, whatever the hell it's called.
Jedi Adventures?
It's aimed at the Sophia the First Cry.
Oh.
That's who it's aimed at. That little blue guy, I can't remember his name, is they're selling merchandise in the parks for him. Yeah, Nubs, yeah, there, yeah. I couldn't even get through it. I was like, this is just too little kid. it's canonized, obviously, because I don't know that it's going to happen. And it takes place thousands of years before the film.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think it's going to be a big deal for me to miss this because it couldn't. I know I was right. Not into it.
Right.
And
right.
Mind you, I had little kids. I watched Sophia the First and Dora the Explorer, but I'm like, no, at this point, I have no reason to. So moved on. But I could see how little kids would enjoy it.
Well, but there's the Visions too, right?
That I have not watched.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't never watched the first set, so I'll have to put that on my summer.
Yeah.
My summer watch list.
I wasn't interested in watching that when I heard about it because I'm not into anime.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Well,
I'm
not into the anime, so I was like, yeah,
right.
Whatever. But that I watched it, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I did get into it. So I want to watch the second season.
Cool.
There you go. All right, so that's going to do it for this episode of Mouse Power Podcast. We talked about Star Wars for like 50 minutes.
That's all right.
It's all right. So I will be in the parks on June 8th. Not that anyone cares because no one tells me they're going to be in the parks anyway. But I will be there on June 8th, and hopefully I can find some good fat time there. Ooh.
What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Oh, I'm off. Maybe, I don't know, we'll see. That's it. I got a very busy softball schedule, but I think I have Sundays and Mondays off for the most part.
Cool.
Well, Monday's going to be my day at the park.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. And what was I going to say? I was thinking of what do you call it? The slushy thing over there in Pixar Pier.
Bing Bong?
Bing Bong, yeah.
Yeah.
How can I forget him? So, yeah, I think, that'd be a good fat time.
That's the problem, Diggs, is you actually forget him. That's a problem in the film, the actual film.
Now I feel bad. I feel bad. I got to go give him a hug when I see him.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I had the, over there, see, I forgot that guy's name, too. Whatever. I'll figure it out and tell you guys next time. All right, so... Hey, Dan, where can I see your videos?
You can see my videos on TikTok at DANSDIG77, DANSDIG77, or on YouTube at Dan's Disney Adventures. I'll just up there, too. Come check it out. I put up some stuff recently that had some pretty good views. So I just do it for fun. Storage off my phone. So check it out. You probably like it.
There you go. You know where we're at. Facebook, Instagram, Twits. YouTube, Snappy Snap, TikToks, ticker. No fresh. All right. Well, that's it. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I don't know what to eat. I don't know. All right. Anyway, that's it. I'm Diggs.
I'm Dan.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't remember these buttons anymore.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.
Do I really need to play that?